Are local students getting the access they need to school nurses? Cincinnati Public Schools recently ended its contract with the Cincinnati Health Department to supply school nurses, saying the decision was necessary to help cut the district's budget. This is Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. Joining me now to discuss the work of school nurses and the role they play in classroom success are Cincinnati Health Department public health nurses Tyler Parsons and Maya Landisberg. Thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
And Maya, I'm going to ask you to tip that microphone a little closer to you. I should have done that before we started. I'm sorry. Maya, I know you've been a school nurse for quite a while. How many students are you typically responsible for as a school nurse?
Yeah. When we are only assigned one school, it's about 600 to 700. When we have multiple schools, it's more than 1,000 to 2,000.
Wow. And, you know, I think a lot of people think about school nurses as like putting Band-Aids on boo-boos and checking temperatures. What's the job really like, Maya?
It can be like a little ER sometimes. It's a lot of chronic care management. It's checking up on immunizations and students' mental health concerns. It's a lot of checking in with staff and teachers.
Yeah. Tyler, what do you think most people don't understand about the work school nurses do?
I think most people don't understand, one, the complexity that a lot of students come to school with, you know, in regards to their, you know, health. We see a lot of increasing, you know, conditions like asthma, but also diabetes, epilepsy. We're seeing a lot of students who rely on the school health system to receive care that otherwise they should or would get from, you know, primary care. So sometimes that's the only healthcare provider they'll see all year. So it really is such an important resource for the students because, you know, they may be receiving medications through a feeding tube. They may be, you know, having crises, like Maya said, and we're trained to respond to these things. We're licensed to do so.
And I understand there's a shortage of school nurses nationwide. Why is that, Tyler?
You know, I don't know if there's exactly one reason why, but I think that in similar situations to what happened in Cincinnati, you know, maybe this is not seen by people who are making financial decisions as necessarily a priority. Obviously, we disagree with that. We think that this is a critical service that, you know, our students absolutely deserve to have. But I think that when it comes down to, you know, are we going to cut teachers or are we going to cut nurses? You know, sometimes nurses is seen as like an ancillary service. It's seen as optional. But we don't see it as optional. We see it as, you know, every student deserves to have a nurse in their school full time.
We're talking about the role school nurses play in classroom success. Do you have questions or comments? Do you have experience with a school nurse who's helped you or your child? Give us a call at 513-419-7100, or you can email talk@wvxu.org. You know, in terms of the shortage of school nurses that I've read about all over the place, can nurses get paid better in other settings, in hospitals or other places? Maya, do you want to speak to that a little bit?
That definitely you can be paid better sometimes. In other settings. I think maybe one concern also, people come to school nursing thinking it might be a retirement job or an easier job, and they quickly realize it's a pretty tough position when you're the only medical expert in a building of about 1,000 people. It's more stressful than people realize. There's a lot on your shoulders as the medical expert in a building full of young children and staff. And
sure, especially when some of those children have these complex medical needs. I mean, Maya, are you seeing more and more children who have those feeding tubes, those complex needs that Tyler was just talking about? Is that becoming more common in schools?
Yeah, I think it's becoming a lot more common. I think if you look at statistics, I think decades ago, it used to be 1 in 4 children would come with a medically complex illness. Now we're seeing about 1 in 3 children. So in a building of 600 students, you'll have quite a few that you'll need to see during the day every day.
Yeah. And what does it take to provide the care those kids need? I mean, I imagine some of them, they're not only the feeding tubes, which is a really big deal, but there's medication. I mean, what does that entail?
It can be complicated if you see multiple students a day. For example, I had over 20 meds a day to give, and you have to be mindful of how you store them, how you sign them in, sign them out, correct administration, when you have to decide when to hold them if it's necessary. So, and you do that while everything else is going on, while managing other emergencies that happen and non-emergencies all day long.
Yeah. Well, and I guess, you know, we're talking about how complicated it is to serve these kids with complex medical needs. But Tyler, it's a benefit to those children that they can be in school, right?
Absolutely. Overall, having access to a school health nurse not only improves things like absenteeism, you know, we see more students in school on, you know, a regular basis when they have access to a school health nurse, but we also see a return on investment through reduced absenteeism, through freeing up time from principals, from other administrative staff and teachers who have more time to do what they were hired to do because they're not having to do the work of a nurse. They're not having to take on those extra roles. So when we talk about everything that a nurse does, you know, it's more than just going and like ice packs and Band-Aids. If that was all it was, you know, it'd be a very different conversation. But unfortunately, you know, there are complex health needs that our students have, and unfortunately, they're not being met. Mm.
We talked with Cincinnati Public Schools Superintendent Shauna Murphy a few weeks ago about a lot of things, but we talked about this issue in particular. She pointed to the school-based health centers the district has and how they can provide some needs. Whoever wants to speak to this, how important are those in addressing students' health needs? Do those help fill some of that gap?
They absolutely do. This is how we keep our most vulnerable children vaccinated. This is how we serve them with their dental and vision needs. And those two things are more important than you could believe in school. You know, when people can see and not have dental pain, they can study better.
Sure.
And come to school.
Yeah, see the chalkboard or the whiteboard or smart board or whatever board they're looking at.
And just to add on to that, you know, that's kind of what we wanted to stress about the partnership between, you know, the Cincinnati Health Department and CPS or Cincinnati Public Schools was this is an existing relationship. This is something that has existed for decades. You know, when we provide this service to Cincinnati Public Schools or CPS, we're not just providing nurses. We have supervisors over those nurses. There are regulations within the Ohio Board of Nursing on who can supervise other nurses. It's a nurse. The infrastructure that exists that we provide to CPS goes far beyond just having nurses or having, you know, people in the school. There are relationships with many organizations, not just, you know, the health centers. Do we think that the health centers are going to be able to kind of fill the gap? I don't know. And that's a legitimate concern that a lot of us have.
Mm-hmm. And I know CPS has talked about hiring nurses that would work directly for CPS. Maya, do you think that could be enough?
It's hard to say. It's hard to say with their budget. It's hard to say how many they'll hire and where they'll be placed. Mm-hmm. What I do know is that it won't be what was in previous years. And so we will lose medical expertise.
Because of that infrastructure that Tyler was just talking about within the Cincinnati Health Department. Is that part of the reason, Tyler?
Well, I think that, and I can't speak to like the internal process at CPS because, you know, that's their internal process.
Sure.
However, the plan that they have put forward is to have a reduced number of nurses. So when CPS was relying on CHD to provide them with nurses, we were providing 30 nurses and 30 different schools. I think that their most recent, you know, job posting had maybe 6. So that is a great question. What is going to fill the, you know, the rest of that? And from what we understand is, you know, the plan is to use unlicensed health assistants. who are not nurses, who do not have the education of a nurse, who do not have the clinical expertise that nursing brings. And that's a huge concern for a lot of us.
Mm-hmm. Again, we're talking about school nurses and the important role they play in schools and classrooms. Do you have questions or comments? Give us a call, 513-419-7100, or you can email talk@wvxu.org. You know, we've talked about Cincinnati Public Schools and the budget constraints that they're facing. Not only did they end their contract with Cincinnati Health Department and determine that they'll hire their own school nurses, the district also has had to cut some school social workers. Maya, do school nurses and social workers sometimes work together on issues? I guess I'm thinking especially of students' mental health, but it might even go beyond that.
Oh, yeah. Every day we work with our social workers determining when there's a crisis that requires like a 2-for-1 call to children, when we can provide additional resources, how we get those resources to those parents for that child. They're critical. Mm-hmm. They help a lot with students.
Yeah. Tyler, you were talking about this before, the role that school nurses play in helping to reduce absenteeism. I'm going to ask you both about this, but I'll start with you, Tyler. Talk a little bit more about how that is. I mean, I think a lot of people wouldn't necessarily assume that a school nurse would have that kind of impact.
Yeah. So as we know, there is health disparity that exists even in, you know, Cincinnati, especially in Cincinnati. So when we're talking about the majority of students or who will be mostly impacted by this, we have to look at the most vulnerable. These children, unfortunately, don't have regular access to healthcare services. But by having a nurse in the building, they are being seen by someone who is medically trained. So that does lead to management of health conditions. They also are able to connect them with resources like case management, getting them in touch, helping the parents find resources to manage their health conditions. Overall, that is going to lead to an improved health status. So by having those nurses in the buildings, the students know they can trust those nurses. There's a reason why nursing continues to be the most trusted profession in America. It's because we're trusted and people know that they can rely on our expertise. And they know that when a nurse is there, someone knows what they're doing. We're licensed, we're educated, we're accredited. We know the job. Yeah. And that is kind of what...
We're accountable.
Yeah, we're accountable.
Maya, talk about what was your experience? I'm not going to ask you to name any names, of course, but can you think of children that you, students that you saw time and time again that because of the interactions you had with them, they started coming to school more? I mean, can you talk to us about that?
So many students who would otherwise not get, because of working parents, would not get regularly administered medications, especially for asthma, diabetes care, epilepsy care, that you can keep them in school when there is a professional there to manage emergencies and medications. I've had, just this year alone, I've caught also meningitis, scarlet fever.
Oh my gosh, the kids didn't know they had that?
Yeah, and... yeah, and you can catch them early and you get them the care they need and then you stop the spread and get those kids better outcomes,
yeah.
For sure.
How do you stay healthy if you're catching, if you're catching that stuff early?
You would be surprised at my immune system
point. I bet. You could tackle anything, I bet.
And another thing that's critical to us as school nurses is our standing orders that enable us to prevent calling 911. So we have standing orders through the health department that we can administer to children and be able to keep them in school or send them to an urgent care instead of having to utilize 911. And that is also a critical skill, I think, that only comes with being a licensed nurse.
Yeah. When you say standing orders, that means you have permission to do certain things
right.
That other people wouldn't have, that they would have to call 911 for.
That's right.
Like based what on, kind of stuff?
Typically, it's based on the nurse's assessment of the student. You know, is this what we're seeing consistent with someone who's having, you know, an anaphylactic response? Is this someone who maybe has an allergy they don't know about? They're, you know, having shortness of breath, where if these standing orders weren't present, we then would be required to call emergency, you know, services, 911, for them to come and administer like epinephrine so that, you know, the complete airway wasn't closed. But if those standing orders are in place, we've assessed this student. These symptoms are consistent with something that we've identified maybe as anaphylaxis. Because that standing order exists, we're able to provide them with the epinephrine. Something like that.
You know, Maya, what do you think is the greatest risk to children, to families, when it comes to shortages of school nurses, or not having enough school nurses in school buildings to meet the needs of students?
I just think they're going to probably face worse outcomes, health outcomes, you know, delayed care, delayed responses are going to be, they're going to just equate to worse health outcomes for our children.
Yeah. Tyler, do you think there's a risk that there could be greater absenteeism if you don't have as many nurses there, you know, doing their thing?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. I think that that's a real concern. Unfortunately, I think that's just one of the concerns that, you know, we have with not having licensed nurses in these buildings. Emergencies are going to happen. We know that they happen every day in schools. And now we're reducing the ability to respond adequately to those emergencies in a timely way. And that's a real concern.
Maya, what kind of relationships do you build over time with students and families if you're the school nurse in a building or even several buildings, you know, year after year? I imagine that continuity can play a role in those relationships.
Definitely continuity of care is important to our children, to building trust with parents, with staff, with the care we provide, getting to know children, getting to know their symptoms, when and when they do not need care and medication. You build that relationship over time for sure. That has a lot to do with the outcomes that we see positively.
Yeah. Well, and you said when you were a school nurse for one school, it was like, what, 600 students? When it's multiple schools, it can be more than 1,000. That sounds like a really hard job with a lot of stress. If you're the only medical professional, everybody's counting on you, the students, but also the teachers and the principal, and they're like, what should we do? What kept you going back? Why did you want to keep doing this really stressful job?
I love my students. I love the communities we formed. I love seeing the positive impact we can have on the children, having them come back to school healthy and safe. It's a rewarding job. And when everything goes right, you go unnoticed, which is great.
Yeah, when things aren't going wrong, you can kind of do your thing and fly below the radar, huh?
That's right.
Tyler, is that what you hear from other people who've been school nurses for many years?
Absolutely. I think if you want to find someone who really loves their job, talk to a school nurse. They are some of the most proud, nurses I've ever spoken with. They love their job. They love seeing the students. They love helping students. And they really love, protecting health amongst some of the most vulnerable populations.
Yeah. Well, I've been talking with Cincinnati Health Department public health nurses, Tyler Parsons and Maya Landisberg. Thank you both so much for your time today and for the important work you do.
Thank you so much. And
thank you.
We really appreciate your attention to this matter.
You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Associate producer is Harper Carlton. Technical director is Carlos Lopez Cornu. If you miss our program live, you can find Cincinnati Edition wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Lucy May. Thanks so much for listening.